My Ex-Wife and Her Cuckold Husband. 19,900 words by Dante. Warning over 18 adults only. Dante writes erotic stories about husband and wife sharing, BDSM, cuckold, swinger and fetish clubs, dogging and many other fetishes. Read for free with a 30-day free trial on Amazon Kindle or Audible. Just click the link in the description. Story description and excerpts. I've been divorced from San for about 10 years now, but she remarried again about a year after we finished. He was another fairly typically British guy like myself. Now because I moved to Thailand after our divorce, and San remarried and moved in with her new husband, we didn't have any direct contact for many years. However, I did still hear many stories over the years, about her antics, boyfriends and escapades via the Thai grapevine. Now don't get me wrong. I have no regrets about our marriage or divorce, and really enjoyed our sexual experiences together, and many of those stories are in my Living in Thailand and Thai Wife series of books. And during the last 10 years, I had also remarried and divorced again. But that's another long story. This very interesting and naughty story is about what happened when I bumped into my ex-wife San in the town center a short while ago. It turns out, she's still married to Steve. And they even have a daughter together. However, San is a bit of a wild card. Even at 52. She's still a good looker and turns heads wherever she goes, small and sexy, and still likes to go out and party with her friends, play cards, drink like a fish, and I would say, she's a bit of an alcoholic. I even heard she recently got banned from the local casino. She was caught having sex with a croupier in the staff area. Now, all Thais love gambling. And especially for the girls, casinos are one of their favorite pickup places. Married or not, they still love to pick up a guy for fun or money or both. I also heard that she'd had several boyfriends over the last 10 years, and was intrigued to know if her husband Steve was aware, or she was playing away behind his back. Well, after bumping into her in the town, all became clear. We obviously had a lot to catch up on, so went for a coffee in Starbucks and had a nice long chat. It turned out that her husband Steve was perfectly aware of her other boyfriends, and her latest boyfriend was actually Steve's best friend. And on top of that, they were all living together in the same house. So here's the first sample excerpt. San was already very wet between her legs and letting me feel her up while the lesbian show was keeping her occupied. The two black guys had moved in closer and were now standing right behind us, watching me fingering San from behind. I nudged Steve, who also saw them, and asked him if he was okay with me letting them touch San. He nodded and watched from the side as I gave the nod to the two black guys. I slid my hand out from between her legs as the guy closest to me put his hand there instead. At first San didn't know it wasn't me. But the other guy started touching her arm, and it made her jump. She grabbed my arm, so I placed my arm around her shoulders and whispered, "It's okay, babe, they want to play. Just keep watching the show, and me and Steve are right here, so don't worry, okay?" San looked at me and nodded nervously. The two black guys groped her ass and tits as she tried to stand still and watch the lesbian show. Then she went all weak at the knees as she was obviously being fingered by both guys at the same time. One at the front and one at the back. The one at the front had also eased her tits out and was sucking on her nipple as he fingered her from the front. The guy at the back had pulled her skirt up and was caressing her bum and fingering her pussy and anus in turn. He soon realized that her anus was taking his fingers no problem and was trying to force his hand up her. Steve was standing next to me, watching and wanking as they had their way with his wife. Fuck me though, it was incredibly erotic, watching her let these black dudes play with her. Both of them already had their big cocks out, and one had even got San to hold him. She was now more interested in the two black guys than the lesbians. So I said to the guy nearest me, "Is there a small room free we can take her to?" He pointed to a dark corner and said something to his mate. They both stopped groping her and we all moved towards the corner. There was a cubby hole with a double mattress inside. It could probably hold three couples kneeling down, but not enough room to stand up. San looked at Steve and me, and then climbed in. Her black stockinged legs and silver dress made her look so sexy. Her tits were hanging out as the zip was pulled down, and we watched the two black guys climbing in with her. One was immediately between her legs, munching away on her pussy, and as San lay back with her legs wide open, the other guy was feeding his cock up to her mouth. Steve was kneeling next to me, wanking and watching as several more single guys were crowding behind us. They could smell action a mile away, and were trying to get as close as possible with the intent of getting in on the play. Steve also noticed them and instead of blocking their way in, he moved closer to me letting another two guys climb in. Fuck. Now they're four single guys in there with Son, and Steve is just wanking and watching. Hands were groping her everywhere and, we had a job to see who was doing what. Son was moaning constantly, so whatever the guy was doing between her legs, must have been really turning her on. Then I heard the black guy between her legs say to his mate, "Dis one hot Asian bitch here, man. She take my fist in her ass. She fucking horny as fuck. Hey. Dude. What she on? Her pussy and ass. Day ready for my snake, man? Yeah, we all had some ease, man. She's high and her old man here, wanna see her take some black meat. You up for it?" Excerpt Chapter 2. Son was now smiling across the room at her husband Steve as she was rubbing and squeezing my cock through my jeans. So I parted her legs and stroked her inner thighs, showing Steve her knickers, as slid my hand up and down her inner thigh. He was watching intently and touching himself as I continued the story. So as Becky was snogging Son, I slid my hand up Son's thigh. Just like this. Son made a soft moan and grabbed my hand as Steve's eyes focused between her legs. Then I started to rub her pussy over her knickers and Becky had looked down to see what I was doing. I took her hand and moved it down from Son's tits to her pussy and let her explore. She didn't need any second invitation, as she immediately went back to snogging her, but now was working her fingers between her legs. Again, this was a vision for me to watch, so made a mental recording in my mind. Then I placed my hand on Becky's leg to see what reaction I got. She didn't push me back, so I felt her legs through her silky tights and then worked my way up to her crotch. As I cupped her pussy, I heard her sigh and saw she had a couple of fingers in Son. Here's another excerpt from Chapter 2. Son was giving me a naughty look, so I asked Steve, "So you wanted to watch her with me then? Shall we go sit in the garden outside and see what comes up then? There's a nice little corner area with garden furniture out there. I'll get another round in and meet you outside." I went to the bar and Steve took Son outside to find the garden area I told him about, and when I returned, I sat next to Son and said to Steve, "Tell you what, Steve, why don't you sit over there, opposite us on the other bench seat, so you can watch and we can't be seen by anyone behind us." "What are you gonna do?" Son asked. Steve changed seats and nodded his approval, then asked, "So I heard you were living in Thailand and got married again?" "Yes, mate, long story, Steve, as it involves a few relationships with crazy girls." "So how come I hear you're drinking too much, Son?" I asked her. "I not drink too much. I only have 3 drinks today," she said giggling. "But I cannot stop. All my friends drink. How can I not drink?" As she spoke, I put my hand on her knee and watched Steve. He was staring at my hand, so I asked Son, "Do you want to make Steve happy today, babe? Do you want him to watch you come here in the garden?" Son tensed up. "What you gonna do? What here? People, all out in garden." "Don't worry, babe. They can't see what we're doing, they're behind us. Only your husband, Steve, can see what I'm doing. Tell me, Son, did Steve like to fuck you after you fucked his best friend? What's his cock like, babe? Bigger or smaller than mine?" "Bigger. He very big and it fat." "Really? So shall we get him all nice and hard and give him a show?" Steve was gripping the arm of his bench seat, and his glass pint of beer, staring at my hand on Son's thigh. I was halfway up her thigh, and just about to go under her skirt. "I love girls in tights. Did you wear them today for me, babe?" She couldn't answer because I started snogging her mouth, while pushing my hand under her skirt and rubbed her pussy through the tights and knickers. She parted her legs slightly so I could get in easier. Then I pulled out, and reached up to caress her breasts. Still snogging her, I eased my hand inside her blouse and bra, and caressed her bare tit. Her nipples were long and already aroused. "I've always loved her tits, mate. She has fucking nipples like jelly tots, nice and chewy. And just the perfect size and shape." I glanced up at Steve, who was staring at us with a deadly serious look on his face. "You okay, Steve? Is this what you want? You're looking a bit serious over there." "Yeah. No. It's great. Don't stop. Sorry, I want to watch but can't. You know, get the old one-eyed snake out here, lol." I unbuttoned Son's blouse. She tried to stop me, but I kissed her again and she let go of my hand. I eased my hand into her bra again and this time, pulled her tit out, exposing the nipple to the fresh air. "They're still fucking nice, ain't they, Steve? Look at these nipples." I had a quick look around behind me, then when all was clear, bent my head down and took her nipple in my mouth. I pushed my hand back up her skirt and rubbed her tights covered crotch and clit. I knew she would come if I could get into her pussy and make it wet, but the tights were stopping me. Go and take your tights off in the restroom, babe, and bring them back to me, okay? I let San get up and she walked over to the side door of the pub and inside to find the restrooms. Are you okay, Steve? You want to come back to my place or we can go to yours? Yeah. Your place, mate. The daughter will be around. You know. That's the end of the sample. To read or listen to all the free excerpts and see the complete list of books, visit Dante's website and blog on www.danteserotica.uk. And don't forget, you can read any of Dante's books with a 30-day free trial on Amazon Kindle, or listen with a free trial on Audible. Just click the links in the description.